Mason Nealon talking with the Coon Rapids Baird head football coach, Nathan Lindsay. Nathan, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Appreciate it.
You guys last week hosted Arweva in a pretty high-scoring matchup there. Take us through what you saw on the offensive end from your guys.
Yeah, offensively, we executed our game plan really well. Anytime we put up the stats, we did both points-wise, and then obviously Ethan having the day he did. I would say we executed our game plan really well offensively. We watched film the whole week, and the way they set up their defensive line and whatnot, where they had everybody, it kind of played right into one of our bread and butter plays. And, you know, I told our line that, and they were, you know, licking their chops to get to the game on Friday and just execute. And then obviously Ethan did his thing. So, yeah, it was executed really well.
And you talk about that stat line that Ethan Bauer had. I mean, 400 yards, 4 TDs. Do you feel like that was because of the way the offensive line was blocking?
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, our offensive line and our two people in the backfield, whether it be Caden and Ethan or even our younger guys with Tucker and Andrew, like our line and our skill guys mesh really well. Our line paved the way for those four back there. And then whoever's at running back or quarterback go out and do their thing. But again, it doesn't start without those four up front that paving those holes and making those little seams that all of those Ethan, Caden, Tucker, and Andrew all need to make explosive plays and do their thing.
For you guys as well, I mean, you go up against the leader in all-purpose yards in Wyatt Regaler and eight-man. How did you guys kind of keep him away from the ball, or how did you kind of keep the ball not going into the end zone with Wyatt Regaler?
We just talked about all week that, hey, he's a really, really good player. I mean, he's their version of what Caden is for us, just quick, shifty, can hit holes hard, seams, doesn't need a lot of space. And so we kind of just, you know, watching film, we were like, hey, it's pretty self-explanatory, you know, what they're trying to do and where they're trying to go. So we just really keyed on him. And, you know, you can only contain good players like him for so long. But overall, I thought we did a pretty decent job. There, obviously, there were some things I wish we would execute better. But all in all, anytime we hold him to, you know, what he did, I think that's a win.
For you guys as well, now, I mean, what do you feel like is the biggest takeaways from that Arweva matchup?
That Arweva game, you know, we definitely set the tone early, gotten out to that lead, and then obviously our lead at halftime. Second half, Arweva made those adjustments that I thought they were, and they showed up to in that second half like the good ball club I expected them to be. And so we just kept battling. Like, I was expecting that game to be a four-quarter dogfight, and it was. And our kids just kept battling and kept making the plays they needed to, kept trusting the process and the scheme of what, you know, we had talked about all week. So just, again, how well they battled and executed the level they did.
Now you guys probably face one of your tougher challenges in this upcoming week, going to Woodbine. What does Woodbine bring to the table that you guys are going to key in on?
Yeah, Woodbine brings a lot of really good athletes that they have with Brody Pryor, you know, at quarterback, and then with the receivers they have with obviously Landon Bloom, a couple other guys. Their running back's really good. We're definitely going to have our hands full. It's not necessarily just one guy that we can key on. It's a handful. So it's just going to be, you know, figuring out who we can counter with and who we can put on whatever guy we want against them to match up best in our favor to help try and limit them. Again, obviously they're a really good football team, and it's been showing this year. They've been, you know, dominating game in and game out. So we're gonna have our hands full, but again, I'm excited for the challenge.
What do you guys see on the film that Woodbine likes to run on the offensive end?
They mix it up quite a lot. You know, they run the ball. They also can throw the ball. So they typically, or not typically, but it kind of looks like they like to spread it out a little bit, kind of like what we like to do offensively, spread it out and create, you know, just different angles, different running lanes, all that type of stuff. So it'll be good, again, to see who we come up with to put out where on, you know, defense to counter their offensive guys, and then, you know, who we can exploit and get after when we're on offense and when they're on defense. So, again, I'm excited for this big challenge for this team.
For you guys as well, on the flip side there, what do you think that they're going to do on defense to try to stop some of your skill guys?
Yeah, obviously, I think they're going to try and stop the run. It's no secret what we're trying to do. Like, we like to establish our run game, and with the big games we've had for both Kate and Ethan, and obviously Andrew and Tucker. I mean, we like to ground and pound it. So I would assume they're gonna probably try and stop that, which then creates opportunities for a lot of our skill guys out wide at receiver that, you know, they can go off at any point. We haven't necessarily shown it yet. In my opinion, we haven't necessarily had to, because our ground game's been so good. I think we can hurt teams in the passing game, so I'm excited to see if we can this week and in the future.
In that ground game you talk about between Caden Oswald and Ethan Bauer, do you feel like that's kind of where your strength is on the offensive end?
Yeah, I definitely think you know, our ground game is our strength. Nothing against our receivers, but our those two running the ball definitely make things go. And again, they wouldn't be anywhere without our offensive line. So our offensive line makes everything go, both in the run and the pass game. When we do pass it, we are pretty efficient with catching it and getting upfield and all that stuff. So, but yeah, it's Cade and Ethan. Anytime you got players like those in our in the backfield, we're gonna do what we can to get them the ball and give them a lot of success.
And now, obviously, with a couple of weeks of district behind you guys beating Arweva, now you're sitting in kind of that second to third place here. Do you feel like the district has been kind of a challenge for you guys this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough district. We know a couple of the teams that are in this district just from the last 2 year cycle that we were in, and then bringing over the couple of new teams that I personally haven't been familiar with since I'm still new to the Coon Rapids area. But yeah, anytime you get really good teams top to bottom, it's always going to be a challenging district. But I think we've done a good job so far, you know, rising to the occasion and not backing down from anybody for, you know, these district games, because every team we've played has had those handful of good athletes, and you know, we've been executing our game plan really well, and it shows obviously in the win-loss column. So yeah, I'm just proud of these guys for executing.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today. We wish you guys the best luck
Hey.
coming up with Woodbine.
Thank you.